Edara Hashem Amoish Aleimar, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, send to yourself men, Yosuru Es Eretz Kanaan. So Rashi says, Loma Nismucha Parshas Meragim LeParshas Miriam. Why is this parasha next to the parasha Miriam, the end of last week's parasha? Because she was punished because of speech. It's mashma that the ikur tefiyah on the meraglim was because they didn't take musr from the mice of Miriam. Could have just said they weren't zohir on Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, there's plenty of lavin and assays in the Torah about Lashon Hara, as the Chofetz Chaim clearly delineates. So it doesn't say it's not because they were over on Lashon Hara. Risham Halolu, they saw what happened to Miriam, v'loy lachu musa. So it's mashma is that there's some special chiddush in din that was learned from the parish of Miriam, which they should have taken. Not some regular Lashon Hara, but a special limud from the parish of Miriam that they should have taken. What was that special chiddush and that special limud? Says Zotru Shwab Zazal. So the Chor passed this Lashon Hara is a Beinodim L'chaveri, the Iker kind of an Isser. The Iker Isser is, you're mazik someone, you're pagaya in his COVID, your pagaya can be caused hefsed bum, and also it's a Beinodim L'chaveri, the Iker Din. So if he that, it should come out that if, let's say, a case where you're not goyim him any tsar, or you're not goyim him any hefsed, L'chayra, l'fi that, there's no Isser Beinodim L'chaveri, because you're not being pagaya in anything. So the marshal, if somebody were to speak about stones and wood and land, there's no feelings over there. So there's no being on the chavei, right? And the mele, you shouldn't be over in any yisur. And that's, and if you think with that logic, then the baraglim were not over in any yisur of Lashon Hara. They spoke about a land, finished. So for that, Chazal told us that from Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll learn that even if there is no gnus involved, and even if you're not pegeya in the covet of a person, alpha pikin des loshen hara fabos. Says by Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ho ish Moshe onav miyoit, zok Rashi, shofo v'savlon. That means he v'chlal did not, he wasn't margis his b'zoyim v'chlal, because he was such a big onav. So, as far as the b'zoyim goes, there was nothing here. The alpha pikin, they were punished, Fabos. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a chefzid v'kiddush, he was a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when you're pagaya and a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like being pagaya in the covet of the Bailam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvayde v'natzmai. So that was the teichache that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Miriam and Aaron, b'chol beisi ne'amanu pe'al pe'al daber boy, u'madur lo yereisim l'daber ba'avdi b'moshe. Even if he didn't have any hurt feelings over here. But the fact that you spoke about my Evan, Moshe, that goof is an avla without being pegei b'inodom l'chaveroi, it's a pegei b'inodom l'amokim. It's the same thing with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is special. Eretz Yisrael is the land of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kili Kol Haaretz. And Eretz Yisrael is a chefzid de kedusha. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them, Madua lo yereisim l'daber ba'artzi, b'Eretz Yisrael. That was the limud over here. That was the special limud. Stam Lashon Hara? Maybe, could be, you could say it's not. Ober, Lamaisim, Adulah, Yuesim, Ladaber, Ba'arti. That is a begi against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chvay, Ba'atzlein. Those are Dr. Schwab, the lesson, they saw it, B'loi Wachl Moser. Shlach Lucha, Dr. Rashi, L'daitcha. On your own das. Ani Eini Mitzava Lucha. I'm not commanding you to do it. Im tirtze shlag, because Klal Yisrael came and they said nishlocha noshim l'faneinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked an eitzah. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ani amarti lahem shi'toyva ma'od ma'od chayeichem shani noisim lahem makom litois. So what does it mean over here? Shlach l'cha. I'm not sending you. If you want, you could send them. What's the chiluk of Hakadosh Baruch Hu sends or if they send? And why is that the goyrim of the makom nichshol? So I saw brought down that we already mentioned this a number of times, that when the Yidden said Nasa before Nishma, the Gemara says that was the site of the Malachim. what's the site of the Malachim? The Malachim can accept upon themselves any burden whatsoever because they know that they're a shliach of Hashem. And if Hashem made them a shliach, then there's nothing beyond them. He invests in them that koyach to be able to do everything. How could Klal Yisrael say Nasa before Nishma? Because they realize the sight of the Malachim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do it, nothing's impossible. Then he makes it possible for us to do. He gives us the koyachas to do. Like Rashi brings down, Lay b'shamayim he, Torah's not in Shemayim, because if it would be b'shamayim, we'd be mechuyev to go up there and get it. What do you mean? Go up to Shemayim, but it's a dream. No, it's not a dream. Because if you're fulfilling the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're able to do everything. So that's the pshat over here, shlach lecha. If it would have been a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they wouldn't have been nichshol. This was tremendous in Zion. Come to Eretz Yisrael, you see these giants, mamish, giants, and a strange land with fruits like they never saw before. And they saw all kinds of things that was a tremendous in Zion. So if you're going on the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so nothing's impossible. You're given greater koiches, you're given koiches to be soivel, you're given koiches of more seichel to be able to digest everything. But the shlach lecha was not on HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlichus. It was Moshe Rabbeinu sending them. Moshe Rabbeinu felt it was the right thing to do because they came. Batikru and Eli Kulchem, they came with a tumble, mamish, totally out of order. You know, so sometimes, if you're going to fight against the nation, it's just going to cause more problems. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt it's the right thing to do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's not my shlichus. I told them, right? Now they're going on their own. That's without that special siyata d'shmaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the middle there's a makam nesayim. Vayishlach oisam Moshe mimidbar parah. So somebody looks at the psukim, Rabbi Yeruchim is on Sal, Zechus Havu Kodesh L'Rachim, Yeruchim L'Bavit, the Mirim Mashgiach, he says it's a pella. On the one hand, you have the best of the best of Klal Yisrael. Mamash. Kulam Anoshim Roshe B'nei Yisrael, Hema, the heads of Klal Yisrael. They were on par with Yeshua ben Nun Kolei. They were on the same level, Adrabba. Yeshua's not mentioned first over there. There were people that were greater than it. They were mamash, you know, certainly at least on the same level, if not greater. And look how they went me'igra rama l'bira mitter imam sunk to the bottom, and they took Klal Yisrael with them. Nobody from the Dor HaMidbar made it. Come on. Everybody, they died in the Midbar. Me'idab Yisa, you look at the Haftaira, it's Rochav HaZayin, the lowest of the low, mamash. And all of a sudden, She did a ma'ase. She saved the Meraglim. She ended up joining Klal Yisrael. Through the matter, she married Yeshua. She became the Rebbetzin of Klal Yisrael. How do you understand something like that? The G'daylum Shev G'daylum ended up down the bottom of the mountain. And she, a lowlife, a Zayna, and she ended up mounted to the top. How do you explain that? Zokhar B'Yeruchim, that the Meraglim, Hagam, they experienced all the nizim. Over the mice, something over there clicked the wrong way. They decided that they're going to, you know, they're going to do something. So that was habolatame. Once a person is bolatame, so then he's already under direction down. In Hashemayim, they give the help to go downwards. Lahepach, someone could be on the lowest madrega. But if they're bolet taher and something clicked, we heard all the nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael, and they had a pacha. And Lamaisa, she had machshove of going in the right direction. Once that person has that machshove, they're on the bechin of habolet taher. So even though Lamaisa, the nisim were on a much higher madrega, she was the lowest of the low. But when we find them, when the Torah focuses on them, there was already the bolet taher. They were on the way down. And Lehepach, when the Haftairafo, when the Navi focuses on her, she was on the way upwards. Different madregas, different levels, but it depends on which direction you are going. And Rabbi Ruchim said over, Rabbi Itzala used to say, like, I have the other things. The dikur is, which direction are you going in? Itzala Petterberger, Zechatavi B'Kodesh L'Varacha, said, a maisa. I'm not sure if it's a maisa or a marshal. But he said there was a big gvir in a certain town that was mamish gvir adim, gvir adim. And one day, his fortune started turning on him. Made it one bad investment here, and this didn't work out, and he started going downhill. Lemaisi, he was still rich, but the investments were not going well. Midrash Gisa, there was another fellow, the younger fellow, that wasn't yet, wasn't yet a gvir. He was an upstart fellow in business, but one after the other, he was making good deals. So a businessman came to town, and he wanted to invest with someone. So he was a bar seichel. He invested with the fellow that was on his way upwards. The other fellow, Taka, was very much more wealthy, but he was on the way down, and this young upstart businessman was on the way up. That's where you have to invest. And that's the same thing over here. It's all totally in that direction. He says in the field of trees and plants, you find the same thing. You have this big, gigantic tree that's full of fruits, whatever. And you have this little seed. The tree is starting to rot already, and then it's starting dropping its fruit. It still has a lot of fruit, but it's starting to rot. The seed is sprouting. So if it continues going in the direction of Derech HaTeva, that's going to end up rotting totally, and this is going to end up sprouting into being a big tree. It's the same thing in Ruchnius. Same thing in Ruchnius. You can have someone that is yet young. He's not yet holding on a high madrega, but he has sheifas, and he's moving the direction upwards. You can have someone that's already an accomplished Talmud Chacham, but if he doesn't work on himself, Keseder, to go up, then he goes in the opposite direction. The Iker is which direction you're headed, and the lesson from there is no matter which madrega you've attained, you have to constantly keep on going weiter and not taking it for granted, because basically the Eitz Hara works on a person, and if he gets him to go in the wrong direction, regardless of the madrega he has acquired, chas v'sholom, he can go the opposite direction. Punishment was to the Dor HaMidbar, im yiru es ha'aretz asher nishbati la'avosam, if they were going to see the land that I swore to their fathers. So somebody that can medrash. Medrash Rabbah says that when Anshei Dor HaMidbar, if let's say you had merchants that brought fruits to the Midbar, for the Yidden, if they brought fruits from Eretz Yisrael, and the Yidden of the Midbar would see it, immediately they would die. If they saw the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, immediately they would die. So Chaim Shmulevitz at Salas Masber, when it says Shalo Yiru as a Oritz, it's Kipshutai. It doesn't just mean they're not going to go into the land. They're not going to see the land. And they used to have this Gzeira, the Paris which were a chelik of the land, were also the B'chinas Riyas Oritz. The Melev, they saw the fruits, right away they were Nifter. And he's Moisiv, that the Gemara Masechet is Brachas Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis Darshins. Vayomer Hashem Elov, Hashem said to Moshe, he took him up the mountain to see Eretz Yisrael, Zoyis Ha'aretz Hashem Nishbati La'Avram L'Yitzchak L'Yankiv, Lema. What does it mean, Lema, Zog Di Gemara? My Lema, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Leich Emor Lehem La'Avram L'Yitzchak L'Yankiv, Shvur Hashem Nishbati Lechem, Kvar Kiyamti Olivnechem. I was ready Mekayim. They didn't go into Eretz Yisrael yet. What do you mean you were Mekayim? So the Marsha over there explains, Hayyos HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to Moshe, the whole land, it's like everything was already conquered. Riyah makes a chibur to the thing that you're seeing. So if Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the leader of Klal Yisrael, already had that chibur, it was considered as if it was conquered. You see tremendously what the Koyach HaRiyah is, the Koyach HaAyin, that Imam Rishit chops a chibur to the thing which you're seeing. Similarly, it says by Yaakov Avinu, V'hinei Eine Yisrael Kobdu Mizoyken, the eyes of Yisroel were heavy from old age, he couldn't see. He brought a friend of Menashe closer to him. So the Sforna says over there, he wasn't able to see them, to be able to have a chibur with them, to be able to, that the bracha should be chal. So for that he had to hug them and he had to kiss them. Of a vice dice, that when a person just sees something, that gives him a chibur. So if you can understand what's the pshat over here, it was nigzer on them not to see Eretz Yisrael, seeing the Paris is already a chibur, and that, you know, you find we had the famous Gemara when they get the parish of Saita, the Ramei Reimer. I'm sorry. Not Ramei Reimer. Lominismucha parish of Saita, the parish of Nazir, Lamelucha, Kohoroya Saita, Bikulkula, Yazar Asim, and Ayayim. A real alone, even though Lachar you see her Bikulkula, but it shops a certain Chibur. Shops a certain Chibur. And the Mela, that's already, you know, it can cause, you know, it can cause a kilkul within the person. Rabar Ber, Zekatat of Kodesh Lebracha, with Mamash Makalesi, Nechayach. So he was once, when he was a little kid, he was walking with his father, and they saw how one Shagis was beating up the others. Right away, his father jumped on him, and he covered him up, you shouldn't see. So Rabar Ber said, Epis he saw, and that stared him for the rest of his life. Yes. But you see, the Zahiris of the father jumped on the mamish. You shouldn't see what's going on. And he said, And that shared. Ria gives a koyach achibur. But anyway, neged to this week's parasha also, the Gemara in Saita, Daf Yezayin and Aleph says, Hayurimei roimer, man shtana tcheles, mikomine tzivoinen, because Tchelus is doimed to the Yam, and Yam is doimed to Rakia, Rakia is doimed to the Kisei HaKovet. So Rashi says, and your Makra Yidei, the Tchelus, the one that's Yoshev Ala Kisei. So the Pshat is that when you have that Ria is Mechabri Yitah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Koyach HaRia, it's Mechabri Yumam Mishtah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem Yisbaruch Vayashkimu Baboyker. After the mice of the Meraglim, Yidden got up early in the morning. Vayalu el Rosh Ahar, Loimer Hinenu. Behold, we are here. Vo'olinu el Amokam Asher Omer Hashem Kichotam. Going back to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem said, we were Choyte, and the Ma'apilim, they wanted to go back, and so on. So Alter of Kelm asks the question, how did they change from one extreme to the other? In the beginning, they're crying, we don't want to go, why you take us out to the Midbar to kill us and to bring us over there to kill us? All of a sudden, you know, like 2 seconds later, oh no, we're going, Mamish B'chol HaTaykev, we want to show you Yavamun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, what's the pshat? How did that happen? So, the Alter of Kelm is Mevala Yedi Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, Godol HaMetzuvah V'Oisim Yishenu Metzuvah V'Oisim. Someone that's mitzvah v'oisin in a mitzvah is greater than someone that's not mitzvah v'oisin. So Tosis explains over there that someone that's mitzvah v'oisin, the Yetzirah always tries to shter him. And he has to worry that the Yetzirah is going to shter him. So it's much harder to do the mitzvah. Right? When you're mechuyev to do something, there's always ways that the Yetzirah tries to find to shter you. You're not mechuyev, it doesn't shter you so much. So Melos up the altar, calls man, that they were mitzvah to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Yetzirah fought against them and he tried to convince them not to go into Eretz Yisrael. But after that became Husser, right? So Lehepach. So now there was an Isser of going to Eretz Yisrael. So now the Yetzirah worked the opposite way. Right? Whichever way you're mitzvah, that's exactly the way the Yetzirah doesn't want. So Zokta Alta from Kelm, that the lesson is the Yetzirah is just a mirage. It's not real. You know, the Yetzirah changes from here to there. I'm wondering, so what does the Yetzirah hold as right? Is it right to do this or is it right to do that? Terence says he doesn't hold it's right to do anything. He's there to stir you, right? So if it's right to do this, he's going to stir you to do this. If it's right to do the other thing, he's going to stir you on that. And it's only a mirage. It's an imagination. It's a koyach hadimyon. But whatever you want to do, l'shem Hashem, that is where he's going to step and he's going to try and stir you from doing it. Ayayma Moshe, Moshe said, Loma atem oivrim es pi Hashem. He always says, look, you're not going to be my sliach. Al talu, don't go up there. Ki ein Hashem bikir b'chem. Hashem is not amongst you. V'lo yitinok tu l'fnei evech. You should not get beaten by your enemies. So Rabbeinu Avram, b'noi shol Rambam, is a sefer ha-maspik l'avdei Hashem. So he has a very good shiloh, your starker shiloh. the Bnei Yisrael, there was a tree on them by sending the Meraglim. They put extra hishtaglis into it. They didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the tree on them. So now, they want to be misakin that. They talked to Chotanu. We talked to the Chait. We didn't have enough amuna. And now we want to go. We want to be misakin what we did wrong. And we want to go up there. And even if it means that we have to do it on our own, but we're b'teyev b'Hashem. Totally b'teyev b'Hashem. So what was the avlo here? What was wrong with what they did? So the simple answer is because you do what Hashem tells you to do. You want to be misakin your aveira, but Hashem tells you not to be misakin your aveira. You're not. That's not. You have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. If the Rosh Hashem now is you shouldn't go up there, with all your good intentions, that's not the right thing to do. Aber Rabbeinu Avram, the son of the Rambam, says a different shot. He says, the Yoytzei Mitzrayim that saw the Esher Makis and they saw Maim at Har Sinai, so for them, conquering Eretz Yisrael should have been like a Dover HaShol Teva, a natural thing to happen. You see that HaKadosh Baruch was made with you on Hogav Meis, and everything is going L'mayim and HaTeva. Right, you should have taken it as second nature, and we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. I just giant, so what? And look at what he did in Mitzrayim, and look how he kept us with the Nisim in the Midbar. Giants, well, that doesn't scare me. But now that they sent Meraglim, and now that they wanted to be Noyega Piderach HaTeva, they fell tremendously from that Madrega Bahanog of Nes. They were Yorid in the Madrega. So now we're ready. Ain't Samchan al Nes. Now, it's called Zman HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noyeg with you in the Oitin of Nes. So then, Adarab, you're supposed to be Samchan al Nes. It's second nature that Nisim happened to you. But once you sent Meraglim, and you didn't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now the Madrega fell, so now you have to have the right hishtadlus, and Adrab, if you're saying b'chalanes, there's a time on you. Ain't saying b'chalanes. So the Madrega fell, but this he can answer a different question. What's up is over here, sending the Meraglim was a time on them, and Yeshua sent out Meraglim. What's the chilik? Teretz is parshish. That lechit chilu, when they were on Anhog of Neis, so there was a time on them. You don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at all the nisim he made for you. But after the Madrega had fallen, especially after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, and no longer did they have the Hanhaga of Neis, so then Taka was a Taina. You see from over here that the amount of Ishtagos a person puts into something is totally in his Madrega. I remember once hearing, I heard it on the tape, somebody once asked Rabbi Avigdor Miller after a shiur, the question and answer thing, how much Ishtagos should a person put into Parnassah? So Miller said, that's not an answer that could be answered by Rabbi. What's the pshat? It's all totally in the person. If a person's a Voiteach Bashem Mamash, he's saying, Machanakodesh Baruch Hu, you take to see people like that, and you see Mamash, the Hashgach is with them. Vidur Gisa, if a person's not on that Madregas, he has to put more Ishtag with them. It's also totally in other things. How much could you be Mamayat in your Gashmi is happening, you know? How much Gashmi is do you need is also totally how much Ishtagos you have to put in. It's all totally in the individual. But one of the main things is totally in is what kind of a Beiteir Hashem are you? On your high Madrega B'tochen, you can be Samech on less Ishtagos. If you're lesser on Madrega B'tochen, then you need more Ishtagos. Another time I saw from Rabbi Avigdor Miller, somebody asked him, the Maisuj of Chanina ben Doisa, the famous Maisuj of Chanina ben Doisa with the Nochosh, there was a snake that was terrorizing the neighborhood, so he went and he put his foot on top of the hole and the snake bit him and that was the end of the snake. So he picked it up and he walked into the Beis Medrash, Loi, you know, Loi Hanochash Memes, Loi Achet Memes. So somebody asked Rabbi Avigdor Miller, ain't son Kanal and Ace, how did Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa do that? So he said, for Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, that was Teva. He was living in a different plane than everybody else was living in. He was living on the Madrega that he who said that Shemin should be Madlik will say the Chayma should be Madlik. You know, his B'tochen was Nerevayim. That Chayt is the Namus and not the snake. So he could live on such a Madrega. It's the same thing over here with the Yid. Cholzman, they were on a Madrega of Anhoga of Neis, is given good. But once they lowered their Madrega, then Adarabah, they couldn't be Seimachal Neis. the third parsha of Kriya Shema, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Dabo Bnei Yisrael, parsha of Tzitzis. So, in the parsha of Tzitzis is the Chiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why, you know, we say the third parsha at night, even though Tzitzis is not noyig at night, but Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, we paskin, is yeh noyig at night. So the question is, there's many psukim that deal with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why did Chazal B'davka want that we should say in the parsha of Tzitzis? So it's yidua what the Sforna say, I believe the Briska Rav says it, and others say it, that Chazal B'davka wanted us to say it at the same time when we kabbal on ourselves oil on mitzvahs. Because I took you out of Mitzrayim. You were avodim to Paroi for senseless things and for Barim Shel Hevel. Now that I took you out, you became avodai, and now you have to be makabel on yourself the oil hamitzvahs. That's the way you say Pshat. I saw a maral. This is on the first of the Aseres Hadibris Anoich Hashem Lekech Hashem Tzitzich Ameris Mitzrayim. Yehudua the Ibn Ezra brings down from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Why does it say Asher Yitzei Sicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim? It should say Asher Barosi Shemayim Baretz. So I saw a terrace based on the morale that the Torah is meant for Yidden because the Yidden are a nation L'mayla Minateva and the Torah is a set of rules for L'mayla Minateva. We yarshened our L'mayla Minateva from the Ovis HaKdoshim that went against the Teva, they went against their regular inclinations, they fought against the Yetzer and they became a people of Ma'ilam and Ateva, and their children, their descendants, are a people of Ma'ilam and Ateva. We go against the Teva, we fight against the Yetzer and Memela, the Torah was B'davka meant for us. The Torah is the Torah of a nation of Ma'ilam and Ateva, and it's the Torah of Ma'ilam Haba. So that's why it says, Anoichi Hashem Alekech Asher Hoitzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The fact that I made Nisan for you in Mitzrayim, that's the right that you're a nation L'mailam and Ateva. And if you're a nation L'mailam and Ateva, the Torah is meant specifically for you. So in the opening line of the Torah, of the Tzivuyim, Anoich Hashem Alekech Asher HaTzeisicha, I took you out of Mitzrayim. That's the biggest right that you're a nation L'mailam and Ateva, and therefore the Torah was meant for you. That's Alpi the Maral. So it could be also, that's the same reason why over here, we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim, B'davka and Kriya Shema. When we're makabel the Olam Mitzvahs, Yetzias Mitzrayim is Moira, that we are shayach to the Torah, which is L'mayla min HaTeva. The Parsha of Tzitzis, one of the Sforim brings down. Arba Kanfos and Tzitzis, you know, they jut out. The Arba Kanfos represent the borders of Teva. And the tzitzis that go l'mayla, especially when they have tchelas, that shamayim, right, that goes beyond the borders. And that's meyid, that we are l'mayla min ateva, and that's where our shehiba has to be, l'mayla min ateva. We see what's going on now in Eretz Yisrael. It's, you have to shake your head. Like the whole world was sittering from this country of monsters. And this tiny little dot on the map just goes in there and is doing like the guy from Germany said, they're doing the world's dirty work. America gets sitted from Zay, and all the other countries are get sitted from Zay, and they're going in now and they're mamish to shmetrin. How do you explain that? You know, somebody said what Russia could not do to Ukraine in 3 years of war, they did in 2 days. Sniff Lamai, Terrence says we're a nation Lamayla Manateva. Right, and even those that are not from, but they're representing us, the Briska Rav said that if Nisan happened, even if it happens, they're not from it. But they're protecting Lamaisa, you know, Hela Giyin, and Mamela, we're a nation of Ma'ilam and Ateva, and Mamela, we're Zoicha. Nirosim, we should talk to be Zoicha, and Bekor of this war should come to an end, and we should see a Netzach and go, and be a Samashiach, and Meriv Yamenu, Amen. Amen. Amen.